Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ryan, Tom Morello here.
Hey, Tom. How are you, man?
I'm well. What's going on?
I haven't talked to you in a lot of years. It's good to hear from you.
Well, what's going on, brother?
Hey, I know we have a short time, but I got to ask right out of the gates, dude, how on earth in 2016 in the world of social media and everything else did you guys manage to keep this thing quiet? Nobody knew. That's amazing.
Well, we were rehearsing in secret in the deep San Fernando Valley for quite some time.
In this day and age, when something it manages to stay a surprise, it's always shocking to me, especially something of this magnitude.
It was important to us as well. We wanted this thing to hit the ground fully formed, too. So, and as your listeners may know by now, Prophets of Rage is a rock and roll band that combines the members and sonic firepower of Rage Against the Machine, Public Enemy, and Cypress Hill. And we just decided that we could no longer, in this election year, stand on the sidelines of history. Dangerous times demand these dangerous songs. And it's definitely time to take the power back, and it is certainly time to make America rage again.
And this is, let's be honest, this is a direct result of, how can I put this, the current climate of presidential politics in the United States?
Absolutely. I mean, it's our country and our world feel like they're teetering on the edge of the abyss. And these songs, these Rage Against the Machine songs, speak to the frustrations and anger and aspirations of people across the political spectrum. You know, right wing, independent, left wing, rebels, rockers, outsiders, anarchists, across generations. I mean, everywhere I go, people ask, when are you guys, going to come back? They need, I know I need it, people need someone in music, someone in culture to fight for them and to be a voice for them in without compromise or apology. And so Prophets of Rage are going on tour.
So how does this come about? Do you guys get on the phone and say, hey, we want to put this back together? Who's going to be the singer? Did it happen organically?
I first reached out to Timmy and Brad to see if they were open to the idea of jamming with Chuck D. We Rage, it has been dormant for a long time, and I just said, we just can't wait around. It's one thing to you go to the ballot box and you vote, and maybe you send out a tweet or two. But we have this huge arsenal of rock and roll revolution that we need to roll out. And so Chuck was agreeable, and then we spoke with Be Real, and then it no longer felt like it was going to be, a nostalgia tour. We're able to rageify, the Public Enemy catalog and rageify the Cypress Hill catalog. And then those guys, PE and Cypress Hill, those were two of the primary, they were the single two most important hip-hop influences on Rage Against the Machine. So, it's not like we went to YouTube to find somebody who can, karaoke a version of Bullet in the Head. And so, this is not, in my view, this is not a super group. This is an elite task force of revolutionary musicians determined to confront this mountain of election year BS head on with Marshall stacks blazing.
So I suppose it's no coincidence that the first date on this tour is in Cleveland during the Republican National Convention. There's no venue scheduled. Am I safe to assume that you guys are just going down there to stir some shit up?
I think that's the safest assumption you've ever made. We did actually added one show before then. The warm-up show for the tour, we're going to play Skid Row in Los Angeles. And then we're going to hop over to the RNC, cause a ruckus, and then hit the ground running. I mean, one of the reasons why we had to do this tour now is both in the media, both Trump and Sanders are regularly referred to as raging against the machine. And I was like, oh, no. That's a territory. We'll let you know what it really means to rage against the machine.
I think the quote I read years ago is, guys like Donald Trump are the exact machine everyone was raging against.
Yeah. And I'll say this, you know, he and his followers get a lot of, you know, sort of unfiltered disgust from people. But I think that the people who are responding to his message, I think that their underlying frustrations are very legitimate. You know, they hate the fact that American jobs are being sent overseas. You know, they hate the fact that Wall Street controls Washington. I agree with both those things. Now, they have a racist, misogynist demagogue who is leading them astray, in my view. But and they also like the fact that this is a guy that's not controlled. His mouth is not controlled by Wall Street's pocketbook, like every other politician. And you know, that's one of the things in rock and roll is we're able to speak in a completely uncompromised way as well, but with a very different message. And that's why we thought it was important that we bring our North American campaign, you know, concurrent with this election cycle, to let people know what it really means to rage against the machine. And we have a message that I believe the general electorate feels in their bones. F you, I won't do what you tell me.
Do you think it's time, and is there room for a third party in American politics on the left or the right?
Who doesn't think that the two parties are, the Democrats and Republicans, aren't hopelessly broken?
Certainly we all agree, but can it happen?
Yeah, I mean, what happens is what you make happen. I mean, I think that's one of the things that, you know, that throws sand in the eyes of the American public is you go, oh, well, I'll take the Republican or I'll take the Democrat, rather than going, why am I waiting every 4 years to just go in a booth and, you know, cast a ballot and then cross my fingers and hope that somebody does something for me? Like, that's not how history happens. That's not how change happens. It happens from people exactly like everyone who's listening to this right now, standing up for their rights where they live and where they work. That's how women got the right to vote. That's how the civil rights movement happened. That's how the Vietnam War was brought to an end. That had nothing to do with, you know, like the right person, you know, in the Oval Office. It had everything to do with average people fighting the power.
Tom, are people voting against what they don't like rather than voting for what they do like?
Oh, and not just 2016, always. You know, like, you got to hold your nose when you go into the voting booth, right? that's what it's come down to, because if you poll what American people really want and really need, that the candidates who make it this far are prohibited. You know, there's a funny saying that, you know, if voting really mattered, they'd make it illegal. You know,
sure.
And so I think that, but my take is, it matters less who you vote for and more what you do. And that is, you know, part of the message of this tour. But also, I mean, and what we try to do is back it up, not just talking about it, not just playing it, but what we do. One of the things that we are raging against is the grotesque economic inequality that's going on in this country right now. So to that end, we've made sure that every single show on this tour has a minimum $20 ticket. So if $20 gets you in the room, the people's price, and there may be some service charge on top, I don't know, but
sure,
there's a $20 ticket to get into the show. If you want to see, you know, Timmy C's tattoos sweating up close, it's a little bit more expensive. But it's important for us that there be, like, a minimum amount of $20 to help people.
And a portion of the proceeds from each show go to a local homeless charity, September 10th at White River Amphitheater. Prophets of Rage tickets are on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Tom Morello, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you very much for having me on, man. We'll see you soon.
Hey, we'll see you soon.
Okay, cheers. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.